Well, good morning and welcome to day 19 of 2020 Vision. We'll be in Psalm 37 today. Can you imagine what it would be like to live a life wherein you consistently have your heart's desires? But would it be a dream or a nightmare? I guess that depends on the nature of your desires. Let's go to the Father in prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you this morning to receive insight and instruction from your word. You gave us the ability to desire deeply, and in so doing gave us the capacity for deep disappointment when those desires go unfulfilled. But I believe that it's your desire that I would live an abundant life and not one of disappointment. Help me to understand how to achieve that life. I ask this in the name and the authority of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the beginning of Psalm 37, the author exhorts us not to be envious or even absorbed with the exploits of the wicked. They seem invincible and then suddenly they're gone. Don't be vexed by the 24-hour news cycle, by the boasting of evildoers, but instead trust in the Lord and do what you know is right. In so doing, you're promised protection and prosperity. Commit your plans to Him, delight in Him, and it says He will give you the desires of your heart. What an amazing statement. But what if your desires are not for God's best in your life? What if you desire something that seems great now, but will end in heartache or disaster later? This is why we delight in the Lord. Commit to Him. In verse 7, we're told to sit quietly and wait patiently on Him. This is the key. When we wait on the Lord, which, by the way, you're doing right now, He will give you the desires. That is to say, He will give you godly desires in your heart that can be fulfilled without regret. He will bring to life promises and desires in your heart that you may pursue without regret. What an awesome statement. Now, in this context, think about the promise of answered prayer from Jesus. Whatsoever things you desire, ask according to God's will, and you know that He hears you. If you know that He hears you, you know you have what you've asked for, that your joy may be full. I hope this becomes a part of who you are, knowing that as you wait on your Heavenly Father, He will fill your heart with godly desires, and your life will be one of abundant provision and blessing. I'll be back at the end to pray with you. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
this brings to close another 20-minute meditation in God's Word. I pray today that as you read through Psalms 37, you got a deep, deep revelation of the necessity to seek the Lord. But not only the necessity, but the tremendous benefits of knowing that God is hearing you and that you're hearing Him and that He's giving you godly desires in your heart. A life of abundant fulfillment with no regret. What an awesome promise. What an awesome life and what an awesome God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for many great and precious promises in your word. God, they're all true and they're all yes and amen for your children. And so, Father, let us take this with us as we go out into the day today, but every day, the knowledge that when we're seeking you, when we're not trying to make Christianity a religion, when we treat it like a relationship that it is, God, that we have the assurance that you're hearing us and that we're going to hear you. And God, the desires of our hearts can be trusted and lead to a fulfilling life. We thank you for this, Father, in the name and the authority of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, there's a little time left on the background track. If you can linger a little longer in the presence of God, don't rush off. But either way, God bless you. Have a terrific day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.